Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, so we're going to try something a little bit risky, but I want to get under the hood and see if we can kind of explore A.J. Preller's brain for a second and what he's thinking going luck, into man. This trade deadline.
Good
I
luck.
Know.
Good luck.
Morning,
like I said,
guys.
This is risky, but with the rumors that were popping up all over the place yesterday, national media, even local reporters as well, about discussions that have gone on involving Dylan Cease, trade rumors involving Dylan Cease. Well, yeah, if the Padres were 10 games under 500, of course, Dylan Cease would be available, Michael King would be available, Luis Arraez, everybody would be available.
Probably already be gone.
But Padres are not. They're still a game and a half ahead of the Giants in the wild card race and are in good position, you know, at least 50% to make the postseason here. So why would they be entertaining the possibility of trading any of their key pieces down the stretch? There's a chance that Dylan Cease ends up pitching well still at the end of the season, and you would want a guy like that in your rotation. So what is the thought process, Woods, here of Dylan Cease potentially being made available, in your opinion?
I think it's, you're not going to re-sign him. You know, he's a Scott Boras client. He's been ineffective. Honestly, he's been ineffective. That's part of it. But the stuff has never wavered. The stuff is still, you know, they do a good job on the broadcast of reminding you, hey, he's still top four in strikeouts. I mean, he can still get swing and miss. If you're a team that, and this is what's so weird to say, if you're a team in the hunt, you could use a Dylan Cease. Well, we have a Dylan Cease, and we're looking to move him. So I think it has to do, Ben, with the lack of chips in the minor league system to be able to land an impact bat. And I think a Dylan Cease can help you land an impact bat, which in your opinion, you think that's going to help us more. We can cobble it together with three starters, a fourth starter, and then an absolutely elite championship level bullpen if and when we get to the playoffs. I think that's the thinking there. A bat is more valuable, is more important to this team.
It's possible, but there were also rumors yesterday linking the Padres to starting pitching.
Yeah.
Charlie Morton, Sandy Alcantara.
Yeah.
That were floating around. So why would you trade away starting pitching when then you would just go need to acquire starting pitching? And Here's what I kind of came away from yesterday. And I, by no means is this guaranteed to happen.
Correct.
You still need to match up, probably in some sort of like three-way deals or two separate trades where you're acquiring and then shipping other pieces out to fill your other needs. You're right. The Padres need a bat, and Dylan Cease may be part of the equation that gets you that bat. But I think that A.J. Preller is looking at a possibility where you subtract Dylan Cease, you add another starting pitcher that can at least replace him in the rotation, possibly save money on the equation, add a bat, and improve your offense. And so at the same time, maybe at the end of the day, at the end of this month, your rotation is better, your lineup is better, and you have not actually added any money to your payroll. That would be the perfect trifecta for A.J. Preller here at the trade deadline. It would require threading an impossible needle, and he's going to have to trade one of his players. And Dylan Cease is probably the one that is the most, as you said, appealing to other teams, just because he still lights it up on the radar gun. He still has one of the nastiest sliders. Every pitching coach in baseball probably thinks, hey, I know Ruben Neibel is the pitcher whisperer, but maybe he's whispering the wrong things. I get my guy in there, couple of tweaks, we are good to go with a potential ace. There are no other aces necessarily that you're going to find at this point. Starting pitching is a little thin. That gives AJ some leverage, but, you know, he can still fill on the back end with someone else. And he's got Michael King hopefully coming back as well, which is, as you said, a huge, huge factor in the thought process, I believe, leading up to the trade deadline.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, there's a couple of guys, Andrew Bailey in Boston and Matt Blake in New York, that would probably love to sink their teeth into one Dylan Cease. Both teams think they're still in it. They think they're a starting pitcher away in New York and Boston. You know, as far as bats go, I think both teams have matchups for the San Diego Padres of bats you could absolutely use. I did see Marcelo Mayer got taken out of the game yesterday, pointed to his wrist. Now, that's just one more player now that you aren't going to trade for Marcelo, but you're going
to
need...
Now they need to
Need to replace Marcelo and this big glut of players that they have. They're one down. So that's one less that you can pull from the Boston Red Sox. So, yeah, man, it's a crazy week. Not only is it a crazy week because, you know, we're going to make moves and add and subtract, it's a crazy week too, Ben, because there are teams fighting for their lives, right? Fighting for their lives. They're trying to prove to their ownership, we're worthy of an ad. You know, we're worthy of adding a starting pitcher. We don't want to sell.
Simply just don't sell.
Don't sell.
Let us ride.
Let us ride. Yeah, exactly. Like, don't unload the farm like the Arizona Diamondbacks are probably going to have to do right now. So, it's just a huge, huge week in baseball.
I see in our chat a lot, not Charlie Morton. I mean, what a huge downgrade that would be from Dylan Cease. And obviously, on the surface, that is very true. You're taking a pitcher in his prime who throws 100 for a 41-year-old aging guy who has struggled. But keep in mind, you're not acquiring any numbers that they've had before. You are simply acquiring someone for the next 2 months. Last year, we mentioned it yesterday, when the Padres picked up Martin Perez from the Pirates, we all thought, what the heck? Why would you add this guy? I don't even want to see him pitch. I'm hoping that he never has to pitch for the Padres.
We were like openly on the air, we're like, what are we doing, man? Martin Perez? Again, he caught lightning in a bottle, and AJ did a good job at catching lightning in a bottle last year.
That's his job.
That's his job.
That will be what he is looking for. If he pulls off this deal, he's hoping to catch somewhat lightning in a bottle. You don't need a guy who's going to be good for a decade. You don't need a guy who was good or bad in the first half of the season. You just need a guy who you think might pitch well for 2 months for you. And Charlie Morton has pitched in the playoffs before. He's pitched effectively in the postseason before. It's not the disastrous acquisition that you might think it is. Now, it could end up being bad. You know, if Dylan Cease lights it up, he's the guy you want to keep in your rotation the rest of the year. But he hasn't. They haven't been able to figure it out. You might be able to turn him into other pieces or other chips that allow you to trade those for other pieces that can help you more
now. If you move Cease, like whoever fills into the rotation in his place, they won't be a better pitcher.
They won't have better stuff.
No, they won't have better stuff, but they may be more effective.
Right, correct.
Well, my point is you're hoping to make up for some of that with the added offensive production in that trade. And whether or not it works, I have no idea.
David Jay just said, look what he's done, Morton, over the last 6-8 weeks. He's outperforming
Dylan
Cease.
Since May 10th, he has 9 starts in which he has allowed 0, 1, or 2 runs.
I will take that today. And he's not going to cost you a fortune. And, you know, he's got postseason experience. Now, he's not the massive... If you come away at the trade deadline for trading Dylan Cease for Charlie Morton and you don't get an impact bat, that's not what I'm talking about here. You know, it's not even that. I don't think it's... Let me ask you guys this. Well, if he went out yesterday and pitched lights out, are we discussing this today? I think the answer is no. I think yesterday... being so uneven, being so kind of out of focus, I think that had kind of the nail in the coffin for Dylan Cease. I really do. Like, had he gone out yesterday and gone, you know, got 16 out of 17 hitters and went 5 2/3 and you came out with a win, I don't think we're having this conversation.
So what happens when he pitches again on Monday? He hasn't been traded yet, faces the Mets at Petco Park. If he shoves, I mean, do you not trade him?
Or,
I mean, does his value go up immensely going, I mean, everyone's looking at this last start going, okay, let's pull the trigger. But then you're like, I don't know, do I really want to give him up? Conversely, if he's bad, you go, yeah, get rid of him. Then everyone's going,
Him. Like I've been saying all year about Dylan Cease, as rough as his year's been, the stuff is still there. And he still gets swing and miss. And he strikes out a bunch of guys. He's valuable. Somebody's going to somebody looks at him and say, change the scenery, get him out of there. Let me work with him. I know exactly what he's doing wrong. I mean, look, all these guys have egos. And when you have raw stuff and talent and a track record like Dylan Cease, you take your chances there. And no fan base is going to rake you over the coals for trading for a 3-10 Dylan Cease. They're not.
Now, today's example is Charlie Morton. He's with Baltimore. So
yes.
I imagine Baltimore, they're not acquiring a Dylan Cease.
No. This would, again, you're threading the needle on a multi-team type
like,
of deal.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I'm so how these processes work. Like, is it simply just a three-team trade?
Or maybe two separate deals.
Does he go out and then, which happens first? Do you go get Morton first, then trade Cease, or do you trade Cease and then have to go get Morton?
Right.
Like, I don't know. I really don't know how it works. It's so complicated.
I mean, what if you could figure out a way to get Ryan O'Hearn, and Ryan O'Hearn is your first baseman, and pick up Charlie Morton as well, and you trade Dylan Cease to this team, but they trade a bunch of prospects to the Orioles.
Yeah.
And here we go, man. Now we're cooking. Now we are absolutely cooking. Now, I understand Ryan O'Hearn is a lefty, but I look at Ryan O'Hearn's profile. He's a can't miss guy. You know, he is a guy that's going to come in and he's going to rip doubles at Petco Park, and he's going to drive in runs. He's going to solidify that position. And that then makes maybe Jake Cronenworth expendable, which I would hate to see because I think he's a very valuable player and a great dude in the clubhouse. But again, there are a lot of options for AJ Preller, even though the traditional route of just saying, all right, man, I want him. I'll give you 2 prospects, and then I'm going to call this next guy. I'm going to give you 3 prospects. I think that those days are gone, at least this season. He can't do it. He doesn't have it.
Now, the Sandy Alcantara rumors are kind of interesting because he's more in the Dylan Cease category.
Correct.
A guy with amazing stuff who has struggled, and you'd be buying, hoping you could turn him around in the second part of the season. But this would be different. Obviously, the Marlins aren't interested in a Dylan Cease rental either. So, again, this would be 2 separate deals. Alcantara has the benefit of being cheaper, though.
That said, though, he also has the...
and the potential in the future to be a key part of your rotation if you can turn him around.
But he also has the injury concerns that Dylan Cease doesn't. Dylan Cease, for all his faults, he's the Manny Machado of pitchers. He goes out, he gives you 180 every single year. You can count on it almost.
Yeah, so there is value in going out every single fifth day and doing 90 to 100 pitches.
Correct, man. There's
every single time.
Especially in the year of our Lord 2025, when pitchers are, you know, throwing 65 pitches being pulled from the game, you know.
That's what concerns me about trading him is you got to make up for that.
That's right.
Whether or not it's good innings, they're good innings or bad innings, you got to make up for them somewhere, and you better hope whoever you're bringing in is up to the task.
But you have to land a bat. You have to land a bat or two. You have to. You cannot waste this resurgent year from Xander Bogaerts. You cannot waste this great year from Manny Machado, whose OPS is still 860 or something after yesterday. You cannot waste Jackson Merrill getting it back. You cannot waste Fernando Tatis Jr. with the potential to be a guy that can put you on his back in the playoffs. We've seen him do it. He is made for the big stage. Like,
game changer.
You cannot waste this. You cannot waste this championship level, World Series level bullpen that you have. You just can't afford to do it. So you have to get a couple of impact bats, man. And whatever it costs you, I think you have to do it.
This is a conversation that I'm sure will continue in our roundtable today from 10 to 11.
Can you just clip my answer there and
hit play?
And then we'll just play it back.
Yeah,
I'll just hold my phone up and play it back.
This is a conversation that I imagine would be difficult to have tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. when Mike Schilt joins us for the Manager's Report. Remember, every other Friday, 9 a.m. here on Ben and Woods, the Manager's Report is refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. Mike Schilt certainly understands the reality of the trade deadline, but I can't imagine he's going to entertain conversation about what may or may not happen over the next few days. He's probably going to be, hey, Dylan Cease, he's my guy, until he's not his guy, and then someone else is his guy. So, yeah, I don't think there'll be a ton of nuggets when it comes to trade deadline insight from Mike Schilt tomorrow.
I mean, I do want to ask him, and I probably asked him this last season. I don't remember. I have no memory at all. You're the manager of the San Diego Padres, man. This is in the job description. This is, you need to manage well, you need to handle the media, and you need to be prepared for a flurry of moves at the deadline. It is literally in the contract.
Get ready for no sleep in July.
Yeah. How do you as a skipper navigate that with the guys that are honestly on pins and needles? There's no question Dylan Cease, I know for a fact, Dylan Cease is on pins and needles because I talked to his girlfriend about it at the airport in Philly, and she told me.
You could tell she was not like spooked, but
she told me we are on pins and needles. We don't know if we're going to be in Boston or this is what, 2 weeks ago. We don't know if we're going to be in Boston, New York, Atlanta. We have no idea where we're going to be. So they're literally on pins and needles. Of course, it's going
to
affect
the
guy. They love San Diego. How could you not? So it is.
That was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's a really tough time for a lot of guys in that clubhouse that are like, is this it? They showed a picture yesterday of Eugenio Suarez after the game in Arizona just leaning out over the dugout. He's gone. He knows he's gone. He knows he played his last game at home in front of the Diamondbacks. Rumor is he's going to Cincinnati, which I think would be rad for Cincinnati, but the Yankees are talking about him, and the Dodgers would like a third baseman. So he's sitting there going, this is it. I'm done. So you have to take that into account for these guys as well. And as their skipper, you got to navigate that every single day, you know, of like, what do you do? Like, how does that work? I'm fascinated.
Well, we will talk more about it. First, though, we got Don't Do This coming up next.
Oh, the so self-important head coach. Oh, my gosh. Have we got some audio for you?
All right. We got a little football coming up for you, and Don't Do This. I know that's a rarity. Plus, an early Rindle report this hour before we hit some guests in the second half of the program. Do not go away. More Ben and Woods coming up after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, gang. This weekend, if you are out and about and you're looking to get in the car or truck, the vehicle of your dreams, I highly recommend heading down to Sedano Ford. I've had many, many Tier 1s tweet me. They went into Sedano Ford, got the truck of their dreams, tweeted me a picture and said the service was fantastic. So again, man, Ford builds it better. Right now in Sedano Ford in La Mesa, they are honoring the legacy of Ford with their hot summer sale. You got a buck, you can get a truck. You can lease the all-electric 2025 Ford F-150 Lightning XLT, $1 down, $327 a month. That is a pretty special deal for a very special truck. The F-150 STX Super Crew is ready to conquer everything that you need. That's just $239 a month. And, of course, the very beautiful 2025 Bronco Big Ben. You see them everywhere. $215 a month. So get in there. They're going to give you a great deal. They're going to take good care of you. From local and veteran-owned Sedano Ford in La Mesa. More details can be found at SedanoFord.com.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this. Brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. I'll get us started today. Yeah, the Cleveland Browns are an unusual sports franchise, to be sure.
When you think you have it bad here, just remember, the Cleveland Browns, New York Jets, they exist. They exist.
It's a history, a fairly dismal history. But yesterday they made headlines for, well, an embarrassing reason that is now even becoming more embarrassing as more details come out. The Browns did a reveal of their new helmet. Of course, they're named the Browns, but their helmet, of course, is famously orange. But they have a new alternate brown helmet.
Okay.
Okay, that makes a little sense, and it looks pretty cool. They did it by putting a giant inflatable helmet on a raft in Lake Erie, and then pull off a tarp and reveal their new helmet. But during, and you probably saw the viral video going around, during the reveal, one of the Browns photographers who was on the barge was kind of stepping to his right to take a shot, then stepped where there was no barge anymore and splashed into the water.
Yeah.
Ha ha, yes, the video did go viral and everybody was talking about the Cleveland Browns. However, speculation has now centered over some suspicious details about this video and whether it really was staged. One of the big points that was made is that whoever shot the video, like the bystander that caught this video, interestingly, they were shooting it in 4K. It wasn't just like cell phone video. It was like high quality video, and it was very focused on the guy who was about to fall into the water, not the actual helmet reveal.
You didn't hear? The guy that gave the video is actually Martin Scorsese. He was happened to be there and had his crew there. So yeah.
It begs the question, was this a if this was truly like a staged event to go viral, was this a smart move? Because it worked. Or are you just undermining your credibility even more? No one likes to think they're having the wool pulled over their eyes.
I think, either way, it's funny. Either way, if it's staged, pretty good idea, right? Like, that's a pretty good, funny idea to stage it. And the guy's like, all right, I'll wear it. I'll pretend to step over here.
Seeing different angles of it, It made me think, yeah, this might have been planned.
I mean, if you're like, he's not funny, though.
There was, like, no rhyme or reason for him walking the direction he did. And he just, like, it was like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Like,
they
just pulled the rug from under him. He's like, oh, what? I'm in the water.
It was
like,
funny.
If you're the Browns social media team, do you feel like, yes, this will be kind of embarrassing for us, but who cares? We're already the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Let's just roll
with
it.
You're going to have to wear it.
Let's have some fun with it. I thought it was... Yeah, it does sound like an Adam Klug idea, to be honest. Orthodox Evans just said, oh, he's salivating over that right now. Salivating. Oh, yeah, look, either way, funny. Funny video that I watched a dozen times.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Mission accomplished either way. Pretty funny stuff. This one was interesting. So, I saw yesterday the Green Bay Packers tweeted out, this is why we have a no phone policy. And I went, well, what could this possibly be? Did a reporter, you know, at a Matt LaFleur press conference, did they get a phone call? Well, it was a little bit different.
Is it a no phone policy or just a silence
phone.
Your phone's
yeah.
policy?
You can't ask reporters.
You can't ask reporters not to, like, have their phones. Like, we need to leave them at home or something?
Of course. Put them in that bag and seal the bag like they do at elementary schools? No, this is a, keep your phones on silent policy. And he was in the middle of answering a question, and this happened.
He had a great offseason. I think this is... All you guys and your phones.
Mm. Yeah, it's 2025.
That's why I don't have a phone in here. This is why we have our rule, no phone.
He's flummoxed.
I don't even know what the question is anymore.
All right, so here's the thing, Matt.
Doesn't everybody know what that sound in particular means when multiple phones are going off?
I thought so. That, my friends, is what's known as an Amber Alert, meaning there is potentially in and around, where do they train?
I think
in
Green Bay area. Yeah.
In and around the Green Bay area, there was a child that was abducted, which takes precedence over whoever is working out of the slot for the Green Bay Packers
this year.
One would think. The face that he gave when those phones started going off. Now, again, you have to be a real simpleton to think, is everybody getting the call at the same time? Like, that's so weird. You know what an Amber Alert is. He has children. What if it was Matt LaFleur's child that had been abducted? I think he would...
It could have been like an earthquake warning
correct,
as well.
Correct. And again, there's nothing you can do. You can silence your phone. Other than turning it completely off, that alarm is going off, and I think it's a good thing.
And you shouldn't do that, because it might be something really important, like, earthquake about to strike.
Correct.
Turn that alert off.
It's, once or twice a year, maybe, for me.
Scares the hell out of you.
But that's the whole point. They want you to check your phone.
Yes. So the face he gave, you would have thought somebody just picked up one of his playbooks and threw it at him at the podium. He was so mad. And then, I love that he says, too, by the way, you guys and your phones. Bro, it is 2025. Like, everybody has a phone on them at all times.
We're not bad guys because we have phones.
You guys and your phones and all your music, your rock and roll music and your cigarettes. It's like, bro, this is connected to me. It was so good.
By the way, just quickly, one other Green Bay Packers story.
All you guys in your phones.
What a dill hole.
So seriously, as
you know, the Packers are the only publicly owned team,
yeah.
So they have to disclose financial statements. They did so yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
The notable thing was that the NFL paid the Green Bay Packers and every other team $432.6 million in national TV revenue sharing money. That's before, that's before they make any dollars on selling a cheesehead or any hot dogs or brats at the game, tickets, anything like that. their entire salary, the salary cap's like $190 million. So NFL owners are doing quite well. Like, before they even start, they are in the black. Big time, before they even sell a ticket.
Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Yes.
Yeah, stop the mat for these owners and feeling bad for them. Holy cow, that's insane.
Final little doo-doo this on a Thursday.
DD Mega Doo-Doo.
Congratulations to the MLS All-Stars, including three SDFC players, Anders Dreyer, Chucky Lozano, and Jeppe Tverskov, who participated and helped the MLS to a 3-1 win over Liga MX in the All-Star game last night in Austin, Texas. I don't think any of our guys scored a goal, but they all played and were part and contributed to the win. The other part of this story, though, and I kind of am wishing it into don't do this or do this existence, is MLS owners met at the All-Star game, and they continued to discuss a change in schedule that would move the MLS calendar to match what really the rest of the world plays, and that is fall through the spring and then summer off, as opposed to playing spring through the summer and then wrap up in the fall as MLS currently does. Now
selfishly for you,
in San Diego it would be awesome.
San Diego would be great.
Yeah, we have great weather, you know, all year long, and this would fill the void when the Padres are off. You know, you've got less sports in the winter in San Diego. It would be perfect for San Diego. Other teams like, you know, New England that play outdoor in the winter are not as big of a fan of the idea of switching the schedule, but it would be better for like transfer windows and, you know, international tournaments. Like, you wouldn't be going opposite the World Cup every 4 years and other big events that take place during the summer that take your players away.
But you would.
It really makes more sense.
But you would be going up against
the NFL season.
The NFL.
But they play most of their games on Saturdays. I think college football, I guess, would be. But you can play Friday nights as well.
Yeah, that's true. You play Friday nights. And they play during the week.
You know, weekday, Wednesday games well.
Again, I know it's purely selfish for us. I'd love to have a little bit more stack.
Plus, you wouldn't be done. Like, your championship would be, you know, like through spring training, playoffs, and into, you know, like early baseball season when things aren't quite as busy sometimes. So
that'd be great.
I think it would be great for us. I get it. You know, Columbus and Boston and Minnesota aren't necessarily a big of a fan of playing January games outdoors. But you could schedule them for more away games in those times and, you know, build a roof.
Figure it out.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
So we'll see if that comes into fruition. And that is Don't and Do This for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we got a busy second half guest-loaded program with Eno Saris, Greg Vaughn, former Padres star, and Sammy Levitt. So we're going to move the Rondle Report, get some other headlines for you, and maybe some more baseball talk from around the league as well. Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
But first, let your old pal Woodsy tell you about the joint pain that if you woke up this morning and you've got joint pain, first of all, let's get you some relief. Right now, my friends over at QC Kinetics offering free laser treatments all through July when you schedule your complimentary consultation. So let's say you've got joint pain in your knee. You're going to go in. You're going to call, first of all, 619-614-PAIN. They're going to give you a complimentary consultation. When you go to your consultation, they are going to give you a free laser treatment. That laser treatment will help immediately decrease the pain, calm the inflammation, and increase your range of motion. Then they're going to talk to you about the actual treatments that they do at QC Kinetics. That's advanced regenerative therapies like PRP, platelet-rich plasma, and the cellular treatments that target the problem at its source. I've used them for my wrists. I use them for my knee. I got one treatment on a kind of a bulky knee. Fixed me right up. It's been phenomenal. Had a lot of friends that have gone and done their consultation at QC Kinetics as well. Get the second opinion. Right now, you got nothing to lose and a free laser treatment to gain. Get that consultation booked now. Call QC Kinetics. Tell them Woodsy sent you, 619-614-PAIN. 619-614-PAIN. They got locations in Torrey Hills and Hillcrest. It's QC Kinetics at 619-614-PAIN.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Couple other Padres notes, and then we're going to get to the Rondo report a little bit early this morning. The Padres did sign their first-round draft pick yesterday. Left-handed pitcher Cruz Schoolcraft received a $3.6 million deal, and it looks like they're going to sign everybody. They've got everybody in Peoria, apparently, all their draft picks, 19 draft picks in 20 rounds. They're for physicals and medicals. So they were able to get Cruz Schoolcraft signed, and likely those two high school catchers as well, and all the college picks that they made the rest of the draft. So that's good news for Chris Kemp and A.J. Preller that they were able to get everyone to sign on the dotted line, likely.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. If you're on Twitter X, go to at Cruz Schoolcraft and give him a follow.
The traditional spelling.
K-R-U-Z, yeah. Cruz Schoolcraft rolls off the tongue. He tweeted yesterday, it's a chapter started, and it's a black and white video of the moment, right, that he was watching the draft with his dad and his family and his team, and they were filming it. It's really cool, done in black and white. But watch all the way through, because then they get to, there's a part he's talking on the phone, my guess is to A.J. Preller or Chris Kemp or whatever, and how excited he is to be a part of the organization. And then they pan to, I'm assuming it's his mom, and they said, what is your advice to him? And she goes, don't forget who the F you are. And I went, all right, I'm a huge, huge school
mom.
I love it. I love it. I pictured my beloved Mrs. doing the same thing. Mrs. Schoolcraft. I am a big, big fan and will be rooting for young Cruz. The 6'8" left-hander that throws how much? 97?
Yeah. Then he's still in high school.
Is he?
Well, I guess he graduated high school.
Yeah, he graduated high school. So he's on summer vacation right now. And just signed a deal for what? 3'6"? Pretty good summer for the young lad.
Think about that. I mean, most of us.
Think about it every year after the draft. Yeah. These first rounders, these high school kids, they had prom like 2 months ago.
Yes.
And now he's a millionaire. For $3 million.
And remember, most of us, you graduate senior high school, you got, maybe college coming up, but that summer, like,
you got
oh,
2 months of
you
nothing.
You are just like having fun with your friends and like peak enjoyment. He is looking at now starting a career, a grind that's going to be tough. I mean, you know, battling his way up through the minor leagues, you know, whenever he gets started and they pitch him, whether it's, you know, Arizona Fall League or next season or whatever. You go right into your career out of high school.
It's awesome, though.
It's awesome, but awesome.
I mean, dude, having...
It's daunting, though, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it's daunting.
It's your dream.
But
so,
again, yeah, it's your dream. It's you, what you've been working for your entire life.
And a lot worse first jobs out there.
Yeah, he wasn't telemarketing that summer like I was, Ben. Yes, my name is Stephen Woods. I'm with the Police Activities League. Would you like to buy a sticker? That's a true story. So this dude got a $3.6 million check. And now they're like, hey, we need you to come to Peoria. You can do some running. You can do some light throwing. You can do some lifting, some stretching, some band work.
Got a couple afternoon games.
I would trade places with Crew Schoolcraft today. So very cool video. He's got a little team filming his action. So I like that. I like that. This is the new generation.
Very 2025.
Very
2025. And good luck to Cruz. I'm sure we'll be seeing him in spring training or maybe when we're out at fantasy camp.
I look
possibly.
Forward to
Who
meeting
knows?
Them, man. Yeah.
All right. Let's check traffic. And then Paulie's going to get us some early headlines here in the Rindle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the moon? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a yeah? Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Happy Thursday, gentlemen. Early this morning.
Yeah very early.
Weird I like feeling.
It.
I like it, too.
We didn't even do one yesterday with the short show.
Yeah, so. Got time to, got a lot to make up for. Let's start in the NFL. There is a big merger potentially happening in the world of sports media with ESPN looking to acquire NFL Network, essentially. NFL Network properties. That includes NFL Network programming, if you watch any of those shows. It also includes Red Zone and everything else that the NFL Network does. Now, it's interesting because it can go... There's a couple of different layers to this. Owners are expected to... They've been told to be ready to vote on this, like, in the next few weeks or a month. But ESPN, you know, look, in the grand scheme of things across the country, NFL rules all. ESPN does a pretty good job of that. They're more in bed with, like, the NBA and college football, but they do have Monday Night Football. They're looking to really go all in on NFL coverage and acquiring, like, Red Zone. Like, you would conceivably go to ESPN Plus or the ESPN app and be able to watch Red Zone instead of having to find NFL Network and go through all those hoops. If you're the NFL, this is you had the league network, like you owned the rights, you controlled the narratives, you hired all the, you know, Ian Rappaport and all of those guys, you controlled everything. You're going to make a F ton of money by selling to ESPN, but then you're giving it all up. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if this is a good move for... I would imagine it's a good move for ESPN. I don't know if the NFL is going to be happy, but they're going to make a lot of money if they do this.
They already make a lot of money.
They're going to make a lot more money.
I don't like that feeling that I have now when I see ESPN get involved with something. I feel like, okay, that's going to bring down the product. And I didn't always feel that way about ESPN. I do now. I feel like, oh, ESPN's getting involved. That's going to be a worse product. I'm so glad they're getting out of baseball. I really am. I think it's been terrible and on the downslide for many, many years. But as far as the NFL goes, just don't mess with the best product as far as Red Zone. Just don't mess with it. Just get it and don't change a thing about it.
You're kind of seeing that. We'll find out. You're, in theory, going to see that with the NBA, with them acquiring, like, TNT's properties, for example. Let's see if they just take those guys, Chuck and Ernie and Shaq.
Let them do the thing.
And Kenny, pick up their studio and move it to the ESPN location, if they can still do it and it's still the same show, maybe there's no reason to think they won't do that with the NFL. But
yeah.
I was reading, like, Andrew Marchand, he covers a lot of, like, inside sports media stuff. Like, NFL media properties is valued at, like, $2 billion. So that's why you sell if you're the NFL.
We all kind of agree that NFL Red Zone's kind of sports television perfected.
It's perfected.
Nothing wrong with it. There's no nothing. Flaws whatsoever.
Zero flaws. Great host. The whole thing. It works. It is like...
That's all I watch on Sundays.
Someone came up to me at work yesterday at Channel 10 and said, would you still watch NFL Red Zone if ESPN made Stephen A. Smith
no.
the host of it?
I would not.
I said, I would watch it silently. I'd miss out on a lot, but I could not listen to him for seven hours every
I think
every
you have
Sunday.
To you have to acquire Scott Hansen with that.
Of course.
You have to.
Because I don't know. I mean, he's so good at it.
You can't have Pat McAfee doing that. He's the Johnny Carson of, like, just let him do his thing.
Ultimately, I don't totally get it. I mean, I get the money. $2 billion divided among 32 owners is great. I mean, free money for all of them. So I see why they're thinking about it. But ESPN already is all in on football. It's not like, oh, finally ESPN's getting with the football train.
No,
they're all over football all the time. The NFL, though, is going to lose some of the control. Obviously, they still pull the strings, and they can influence ESPN a lot. But when you lose the control of that, it's why not just keep it in-house? It's working well. You control the message. You've got it right there. It's your own in-house entity. I'm surprised they would give that up, even for all the tea in China that they are being offered by ESPN.
There's so many insiders out there, for me, who doesn't really care about the NFL. Like, I think of two. It's Adam Schefter, and it's Ian Rappaport.
Yep.
Ian Rappaport works for the NFL Network. Disney and ESPN acquires the NFL Network. Now they have Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport, along with all of the other really talented people at NFL Network. But something to be just on the lookout for. And that's
money talks.
You know, we'll have some developments here in the next couple of months. Quickly, in Major League Baseball, the Rockies ended one hell of a streak yesterday. Did you guys see this? They had a shutout, and that's news for the Rockies because they haven't had a shutout. It was their first shutout yesterday since May 15th.
2024.
Wow. 2024.
Any idea, Woods?
San Diego Padres.
Yes.
no brainer. Biggest thorn in our side.
Charlie Blackman had three home runs, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that was bad game.
May 15th, 2024. That streak of 220 games without having a shutout. It was the third longest streak in Major League history. Warren Schaefer is the interim manager. He said, I didn't know that. He had no idea about that record. Says here, if you go back, Colorado is the only major league sports team to go more than 200 games in between shutouts since 1901.
Wow.
1901.
Wow. All right. So Padres, the team they just shut out, is the one you're now facing for four games. Keep them at the bottom here, the St. Louis Cardinals.
Keep them,
struggling.
Keep them struggling. Mm-hmm. Foot on the throat, fellas.
Yeah. And then finally, we'll wrap it up. I got some good news for you here. Really cool update. So, actress and commercial goddess, I guess, Milana Weintraub, I believe is her name. You may not recognize the name, but you definitely know who she is. She was Lily, most famously, from all of the AT&T commercials. She was doing this cool thing called Only Philanthropy. Only Philanthropy.
Only Philanthropy.
Only Philanthropy.
A fundraising thing that she put together, a little project, where she would post classy, flirtatious photos. Nothing X-rated, nothing like that. But, you know, it's maybe she's got her shirt off and it's a picture from behind of her in a field or something. You know, an attractive dress.
We call that tasteful.
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 Very
tasteful shots.
And so the AT&T commercial queen, she has now done this to raise money for LA Fire Relief. In like a week, she raised over $350,000.
How horny is the average man? Is what I want to know.
The amazing thing here is, I mean, she's a nice-looking gal, but in the AT&T commercial, she was so...
The girl next door.
Well, I mean, she's just so kind of normal. They always had her in, like, a button-down shirt, like, working at the AT&T store.
What are you implying?
I was surprised.
At what? What?
I just didn't...
Hooter research.
I didn't think of Lily from the AT&T commercials necessarily as a sex symbol.
Like a buxom brunette. Yeah.
You're in the minority. I remember often people were like, AT&T girl, man, she's attractive. But you're right. Some different clothing, all of a sudden you go, huh, okay. And she knows that. And look, she's not just a commercial actress. She's done other things. She's a working actress. But she thought, hey, let's do this fundraising together. And I want it to go to a good cause. $350,000 in a week.
You could still do OnlyFans and just give the money to charity. You could.
Kind of got a Winona Ryder thing going on.
Kind of. Yeah. She's very pretty. Very pretty girl.
Yeah.
Very pretty girl. And $350,000.
Really cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
For a good cause. Only philanthropy.
She's done this a couple
of times.
She's got
a new fan over here to my left.
He's like, well, you don't understand. It's for a good cause.
Yeah. It's for a good cause. But there are a lot of horny men out there.
Again, this is like, it's like her in a sundress in a garden or something. You know what I mean? It's like, there's it's nothing you can't see on like any person's Instagram or whatever.
True.
But
yeah. All right.
She knew there was a market for it.
Well done. What could you raise? Tasteless shots of you around San Diego.
It just doesn't work the other way around.
What would a tasteless, tasteful
It's the double standard.
Shoot.
Yeah, it
we can't
work.
Really sell our bodies.
Not as much as I'd like. It's true. It's true. Not as much as I would like.
All right, we will come back. We still have 2 hours to go. Ben and Woods, we got a lot of guests, including Eno Saris and Padres legend Greg Vaughn, all going to be with us coming up. Play a game of real or fake as well on a Throwback Thursday on San Diego's number one sports station. Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.